Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome back. You know, 80% of all visits to primary care physicians are for stress-related problems. Our next guest will share how stress can wreak havoc on our health, minds, and mood. For 30 years, she taught UCLA students and faculty how to be healthy and fit, selected as one of 10 healthy American fitness leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sport. She's also the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to the advancement of peaceful, balanced living. She's appeared on thousands of radio and TV shows and has written over 2,000 articles published in magazines and journals worldwide. Welcome to the show, author of The Joy Factor, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Susan.
Well, Dr. David and Melanie, it's a joy to be with you.
A joy. What a pleasure having you here. Now, today we're talking about something that's not so joyful. It's stress. And now, obviously, people stress over things like traffic. Some people stress because their TiVo didn't record their favorite episode of Desperate Housewives. How do you define the kind of stress that wreaks havoc on a person's health?
Well, and I'll tell you up front that stress affects women more often than it does men. You know, in fact, women, study after study, has found that women suffer from both stress and depression more often than men. Now, I happen to live in the Los Angeles area, and stress for people here might be fires, earthquakes, bumper-to-bumper traffic, constant noise, unpaid bills. But it also is caused by deadlines and commitments, you know, when most people know that. And it can be triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, and guilt. And when you're under lots of stress and you don't manage it well, it can lead to high blood pressure, weight gain, sleep debt, heart problems, even muscle and joint pain, headaches, fatigue, and other chronic conditions. And so let's face it, who's not under stress these days? We need to learn how to manage it well.
Right. You just perk the ears up of all our listeners. They all have this.
Perky ears.
Hey, why aren't more doctors recognizing the importance of addressing stress as the cause of those symptoms that you just named before writing a prescription just to chase symptoms instead of going after that cause?
You know, more doctors are aware of it because the latest study that was published in American Association of Family Physicians says that 2/3 of all doctor visits are due to stress-related ailments.
Right.
And so doctors are seeing more and more what happens in your body when you're under stress, how it affects every cell in your body, and a whole cascade of hormones that can go out of whack when you're under lots of stress. But fortunately, there are things that you can do, things that you can bring into your life or let go of, so that you can have a little bit more balance and live with a little bit less stress. Now, it's not a fair goal to say you'll never have stress again, but you can choose to make it so that it's not your way of life day in and day out. You can handle it.
Right. I read that stress, people that have stress in their lives, it's just that they have circumstances that they allow themselves to worry about. I know when I'm stressed, it's like a broken record. My brain keeps thinking about the problem over and over. And one thing I found that works, for me at least, is to play music and sing my favorite song. Zero stress when you're singing. Zero. Are there any other suggestions?
I love that. And I like what you just said, because it's not the people in your life, the complications or the times in which we live that cause stress, but it's what you think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. And my grandmother always used to say to me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So there are some things you don't want to eat to keep the stress out of your body, like foods made with white sugar and white flour. But there are some things you want to add into your diet, like the chia seeds you just talked about.
Right.
But also my two favorite superfoods, and I just completed a clinical study on each of them, and it's on my website in my May newsletter. But one is spirulina, and the other one is the most powerful antioxidant in the world, called astaxanthin. One teaspoon of spirulina has the same level of antioxidants, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals as 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. And by the way, it's 180% more calcium than whole milk. You just talked about spinach. Mm-hmm. Spirulina has 5,100% more iron than spinach, 3,100% more beta-carotene than carrots. And if anybody listening wants to lose weight, I just completed a study using the right kind of spirulina on 100 men and women. It was 90 days, and we looked at how it affected your weight. And mm-hmm. everybody across the board lost 1 to 3 pounds weekly when adding in some spirulina to their diet. But it also helped to curb appetite, eliminated junk food cravings, and prevented overeating.
Right. It's a good protein shake for working out. They have
Excellent.
Actually, I think it's called Spiritine. I used to take as my protein.
Yes. It's
smoothie.
60% protein.
Yeah. Makes
you know, and
sense.
For those people that don't have time to eat a balanced diet or want more nutritional value because they're athletes or whatever it is, it's just an easy thing to add in.
Right.
And right on the homepage of my website, it says Nature's Best Superfoods. So I write about spirulina. I show pictures on how it's grown, but I also write about astaxanthin. You know, most people know of vitamin C and vitamin E and CoQ10 as a good antioxidant, mm-hmm. but astaxanthin is 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C, 800 times stronger than vitamin E and CoQ10. So this is, and what's different about the astaxanthin, and I'll spell it, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, is it's, and you probably know this, it's one of the few antioxidants with the ability to cross the blood-brain and the blood-retinal barriers, making it superior support and protection for your brain, your eyes, your central nervous system, and your skin. And then the clinical study I did on this over a three-month period, most of the people saw better skin tone, less red bumps on their skin. They also found less pain in their joints. If they had arthritis, they had more focus. So these are two extra whole food supplements that
they're
They're
also in the superfruits. The exotic superfruits contain that ingredient as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We talked about a few ailments that stress affects. One biggie that we didn't mention is libido. That has a big effect on that. And, you know, share with us how that affects. We see all these erectile dysfunction drugs. Maybe they're just dealing with stress. They don't even need these blue pills.
And you know what? That's so right. So much of libido issues, first of all, has to do with your attitude. And when you're under a lot of stress, just so people know, the first thing that goes away is your libido. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in the mood more often, you know, you definitely want to keep your stress at a lower level. And you also want to do the other things I recommend as my stress busters. You want to exercise every day. Mm-hmm. You want to breathe deeply and meditate. You want to eat a stress-relieving diet. All of this is in my main newsletter. You want to keep your body hydrated with purified water. You always want to get enough sleep. You want to laugh more and not take yourself and your life so seriously. And one of my favorites, you want to cultivate more of an attitude of gratitude rather than always focusing on the negative and what you don't have. Focus on the positive and all the rich blessings you have in your life.
Right. You mentioned something a lot of people just I want to make sure they're clear of is being dehydrated and drinking plenty of water. A lot of people, the 2, 3, 4 cups of coffee, and they say, well, there's water in the coffee. That dehydrates you even more and makes your body even need more water.
Yes, it does. And guess what? So does alcohol and any caffeinated food.
Right.
Or beverage. Now, your water, your body's 70% water, your cells are, and the planet Earth is. I don't think that's a coincidence. So if you want to be vibrantly healthy, have energy, sleep better, keep stress down, drink purified water, and it also helps you look younger because lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles the way lack of moisture in grapes causes raisins.
Exactly.
And as my grandmother taught me, she said, always look to nature for what to eat. Because in nature, we don't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines. The more naturally colorful your meals and snacks are, the healthier those meals are going to be for you. And if your plate looks like a fiesta of color, you're probably doing a good job.
Your grandma's one smart cookie. Just like Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, let thy food be thy medicine,
medicine be thy food. And my grandmother was a natural healer, and I learned everything I know from her. And as a result of her teachings, I've never taken any medication in my life. I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 25 years because I know what to eat and how to live to stay vibrantly healthy. So now people come to me from all over the world, or I go to them, and I teach them how to heal their bodies.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jones. To learn more about stress-busting tips and books written by Dr. Jones, go to drsusansmithjones.com. For a limited time, you can receive a free copy of Nature's Superb Superfoods and the Curative Kitchen. Don't go away. We'll be back to talk about mood foods with Debbie Johnson, what foods to eat and avoid those during stressful times. Stay tuned. We'll be back.